Welcome to Exploring Sovereignty with Alyssa, and this is a micro-episode that drops Thursdays to all podcast platforms, and today we are actually exploring why intuition matters so much and how it helps us overcome our reliance on outside authority. We're actually at a pivotal time on the planet where we are processing a deep ancient remembering of our gifts, talents, and attributes and our telepathic nature. I teach a class through the School for Higher Consciousness along with a few other practitioners and teachers called Intuitive Development and Developing Your Intuition Deeper. And these two classes actually really help us reconnect to what we naturally use. And half the time we're using our intuition and we might not even name it as such because we culturally have been conditioned to rely more on outside authority. And over the last few years, there's been a major shift for people to really come back into their own self, their own wisdom, their own sensing and feeling and intuition, and use that gnosis or wisdom to support their authentic optimal paths on the planet at this time, and actually using our gifts, talents, and attributes, not only for our own joy and development, but actually to support the collective. Because the more we shine bright, the better off everyone else in the collective starts to shine bright. And this is a shift from moving out of a pattern of self-sacrifice, meaning if I self-sacrifice myself, then that's better for the collective. It's actually not true. And if that's a pattern you've been running or using or been conditioned into through your ancestral patterns or maybe your cultural patterns or your religious patterns, whatever it might be, that part, that self-sacrifice model is moving away and off the planet because we're really, the more each of us shine our brightest and step into our gifts and talents, it actually supports others doing similar. And as each of us shine bright, it lifts the collective vibration. And as that ancient wisdom and our intuitive nature accelerates on the planet coming forward, it gives our body's natural ability to self-heal. It allows it to come online more fully. So instead of giving our authority over to people outside of us, it's time that we partner with people that are in alignment with our frequencies, whether that is doctors, teachers, how maybe your city or state or country is run, or province, wherever you are in the world. And not just giving authority, our authority away to doctors, religious figures, teachers, governments, or authorities outside of ourselves. We're actually being invited to go within and listen deeply to our body's wisdom and lift outdated authority imprints that keep cycles of unease or disease going at the cost of ourselves. And the way that this happens, or one way that this happens, because there's probably many pathways to becoming free of that conditioned outside authority imprint or self-sacrifice imprint, is that the traumas of yesterday, along with unprocessed emotions from them, are being purged through our self-healing process. Because when we have traumas of yesterday or unprocessed emotions, we can get easily triggered at the unconscious level, and we're easier to control, and it's easy for us to give our authority away and just fall in line. However, when we get curious and conscious of those unprocessed triggers and emotions that have happened to us either in this lifetime or in the collective over many, many millennia, more self-love frequencies come forward for us. More self-compassion comes forward for us. And we're able to transform those suppressed triggers and emotions that have kept us deferring to outside authority, even at the cost of ourselves, and even allowing us how allowing us into this landscape of how to make the uncomfortable and unconscious emotions, triggers, and patterns conscious so that we can stop that cycle. While we need support and love from one another, and even partnership with people we trust who are in alignment with our frequencies, we are at a time where we really have to go within and listen to the invitations and the deep knowings we hold to fully step into our sovereignty, to fully step into our authenticity and our intuitive nature. The more we use our intuition, the stronger it becomes. And when we continue to use that pathway of our intuitive nature, it supports not only our self-healing abilities to fully manifest, but it also supports what we need to activate for our self-healing nature to come more forward, what pathway we take. Sometimes you get a hit intuitively to do one thing over another that logically doesn't always make sense. Well, we're beyond logic at this point on the planet, and we're taking that logic and allowing it to sit in the heart. And as it sits in the heart, more intuition comes forward. So it allows us to pay attention to what our body is telling us, what the past that needs to heal tells us, and allows our intuition to support our discernment, what's optimal for our healing journey, to help us transform into our most sovereign self. And if you want support with this, you can join in on any of the intuitive development classes that the School for Higher Consciousness offers. There's Intuitive Development 1 and then a follow-up class, Intuitive Development 2, that really helps people rediscover and reclaim their intuitive, telepathic, sentient nature, and to support each of us becoming a divine being, having the human experience, which is what we truly are. We are light beyond light. And the more we own and shine that light, the better not only our life becomes, but the community that we are in as human beings on this planet at this time. This is Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. And thanks for joining me, and let me know what you find as you use your intuition and intuitive nature more fully as you become your own self-healer and take the authority back within you.